From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 17th. Coming up, an estimated 5,600 University of Illinois students are waking up on their first Monday as college graduates. Sabrina Lee with WILL's Student Newsroom will tell us how some of them felt about the weekend's commencement ceremonies. But first, these headlines. With 2 weeks remaining in the General Assembly's spring legislative session, lawmakers' attention will turn toward the state budget and how to fill a $1.3 billion revenue shortfall. Hannah Meisel reports.
Illinois' economy is recovering from the pandemic recession faster than expected, and the state's financial picture has gotten much better than it was in February. House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a Chicago Democrat who leads budget negotiations in the General Assembly, said last week that despite better revenue projections, lawmakers still have to grapple with the state's long-running structural budget deficit.
We're either going to have to find ways to cut to fill that hole, or we're going to have to review the proposals the governor made to close corporate tax loopholes. You know, some mix of those will be required.
Pritzker in November lost a years-long battle for a graduated income tax, a proposal he promised would generate $3.5 billion extra dollars in state revenues annually, but voters rejected the idea at the ballot box. I'm Hannah Meisel.
City leaders in Champaign are calling for an end to gun violence as the number of shooting incidents increases. Police Chief Anthony Cobb says the number of shooting incidents in Champaign for the year to date is up 113% compared to last year. He says police have made several arrests in connection with recent shootings, but Cobb is concerned about potential shootings to come.
Increasingly, our officers are finding themselves in close proximity to these shootings or gunfire, and I'm concerned that our officers will be faced with a deadly use of force decision.
Cobb, along with Mayor Deborah Frank Finan and other community leaders, spoke at a news conference organized on Friday, just hours after two shooting incidents in Champaign. In one incident, two men were injured in a downtown drive-by shooting early Friday, and on Friday afternoon, a pregnant woman was hospitalized after being shot on the city's west side. The number of people going hungry skyrocketed during the pandemic due to increased unemployment and the economic recession. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, with the pandemic's end in sight, rates of food insecurity are on the decline.
At the height of the pandemic, nearly one in five American families reported that they were hungry. That number was higher for Black and Hispanic families. With the economy in recovery mode, the rate has fallen to the lowest it's been since the start of the pandemic. Diane Schanzenbach directs the Institute for Policy Research at Northwestern University and has been tracking these numbers. She says federal assistance has played a big role.
We see really large progress against hunger and against food insecurity lining up with the timing of those relief payments, the stimulus payments.
But Schanzenbach also says we'll likely see the impacts of the pandemic play out for years to come. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Both the cities of Champaign and Urbana and the University of Illinois have announced changes to their mask policies after updated guidance was released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday. In Urbana, face coverings are no longer required for anyone in public places, including businesses and all outdoor spaces. However, businesses may set their own safety protocols if they wish. The city of Champaign lifted its requirement for people to wear masks around others in public. The city asks residents to follow CDC and public health guidance to wear masks in certain situations, including on public transportation. Champaign will also now once again accept applications for special event permits. Those had been suspended since the start of the pandemic. At the U of I campus, fully vaccinated individuals are no longer required to wear masks or practice social distancing at most indoor locations and outdoors. According to the university, the new guidance will be enforced on the honor system, and students, faculty, and staff that take part in on-campus activities are still required to get tested regularly for COVID-19. Still to come, we hear from some University of Illinois graduates who celebrated a modified commencement ceremony over the weekend. We'll hear how they felt about that experience. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. 803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. An estimated 5,600 University of Illinois students are waking up on their first Monday as college graduates. However, for many of them, this weekend's graduation ceremonies were less than they'd hoped. U of I's 2021 commencement ceremonies consisted primarily of an in-person, individual, private stage-crossing ceremony with just a few invited guests. That was combined with a virtual celebration recognizing all the graduates. Sabrina Lee with WIOL's Student Newsroom has this story from students who spent the last week preparing for this smaller celebration.
For walking, how do you think it's going to work?
I think it's going to be, like, very mechanical. Like, I think it's going
Seniors Katie Rocher and Miku Morikuni are roommates whose families are coming for their stage crossings and commencement ceremonies. They're discussing plans while folding laundry. Both of Rocher's parents are coming, but Morikuni only has her mother. Her father is still in Japan, and due to COVID-19 restrictions, is unable to fly out.
Work has returned to in-person in Japan, so it's logistically difficult for him to take 3 weeks off of work. Even if he were only in the States for a week for my graduation, he would have to go back to Japan and quarantine for 2 weeks, and that was just logistically very difficult.
Morikuni, an accounting major from New York, says COVID has kept her family apart, preventing her from seeing her family during special occasions, such as Thanksgiving, and now even her college graduation. She says that this is just one way the pandemic has shifted her college experience.
I was very excited for senior year. I had wanted to go tailgating for a football game because I had never been, or I never got the chance to go to a basketball game at our school. And these were some things that I had hoped to do during my senior year, and they weren't possible. So I wished that we could have done those things.
Morikuni isn't the only college graduate feeling less than satisfied with how the pandemic has changed their college experience. Many students feel the same way. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign's commencement plans involve a virtual commencement ceremony and a private, individual stage-crossing experience, where graduates are permitted to bring up to 4 guests. While these procedures are meant to help celebrate graduates, some students aren't satisfied with the university's efforts. Tyler Schwartzoff is a senior majoring in chemical engineering, and he believes the university could be doing more.
I kind of feel like the university is more of trying to do the bare minimum to placate people instead of actually trying to do something to celebrate, if that makes sense. Like, they know that people want to do something for it, and there's kind of this expectation for them to.
Laura Wilhelm Barr is the senior director of special events at the University of Illinois. She says that the school is doing their best to help celebrate graduates and all of their accomplishments during their time at U of I.
We're just really proud of everything, especially during this year that the graduates have accomplished and all the hard work they've put in. We want to do everything we can to help them celebrate, you know, what a great accomplishment it is to be a graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And so we're just really proud of all the work they've put in and want to help them celebrate and invite them to come back in person next year as well. So we want to acknowledge their and recognize their great accomplishments this year and invite them to return in the future too.
Graduating during a pandemic may have been unexpected, but they say they don't regret anything. I'm Sabrina Lee, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see showers and thunderstorms today with cloudy skies and a high of 71 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, Dana Cronin, and Sabrina Lee. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.